Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsored Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
Singing is powerful. It's goofy. It's fun. It's celebratory. It leads you into war. It leads you onto the field. Singing is wonderful. We got a rescue cat named Bronnie. She's going through a different phase in her life, starting to slow down, becoming more of this lap cat. She's realizing, she just discovered something. She loves her belly being rubbed. She didn't like to be touched when she was young at all. It's like, you can pet the top of my head, but then basically feed me and leave me alone.
Oh, rescue cat, yeah.
But now she's rolling up in the old lap and going for it. But the other night, something funny happened. My wife dared to move while she was sitting on her lap. If you dare to move, sometimes those rescue cats are like, hey, now, we had a good thing going here.
Why are you messing this up?
That's right.
So she jumped out to this little place while we were watching When Calls the Heart. Little plug there for one of the best series ever.
Which now gets to mention almost daily.
Yeah, When Calls the Heart, man.
Do you watch a different show or is it just that one?
I don't watch anything else.
Oh, it's just When Calls.
I don't have time to watch shows.
That's fair.
To begin with, number one. Number two, if I'm going to watch it, I'm going to watch something good, wholesome, family fun.
There you go.
They even sing in When Calls the Heart. So my wife has this song, I Love You Sozo. Oh, yes, I do.
Sozo's the other cat. Okay.
I mean, he came to us. He had three legs, basically, when he came to us because one was inoperable. He'd been hit by a car. And his jaw had been crushed. I mean, he was a piece of work. My wife grabbed him up in the month of May back in the day because he was wheezing, couldn't even get a breath. But he loves her singing so much. He'll climb up on her, snuggle right up next. He'll put his ear on her mouth and basically say, could you sing to me? Right. He'll put his ear right on her mouth. And she'll sing, I love you so. Oh, yes, I do. So, Bronnie, never been much singing to her, but so she moves, she's pouting. Now she's looking, sitting up on this little stool, looking away from us. And we said, Bronnie, her ear is pinned back, but she won't turn and look at us.
You moved her cheese.
See, she pins her ear back. And we're going, Bronnie, we're cracking up because her ears are pinned back. She's like, I hear you. And I'm not going to look. Mom moved. So we start in. We love you, Bronnie. Oh, yes, we do. Ears pinned back. Oh, we love you, Bronnie. Oh, yes, we do. When there's no Bronnie, we're blue. Oh, Bronnie, we love you. Me and my bride are singing to her. Her ears are pinned back. The most hilarious thing. We were laughing so hard. Because we're like, Bronnie, you, and I'm like messing with that. Bronnie, you hear me. You hear me, Bronnie.
Oh, for sure.
And her ears are pinned back. And she's like, I hear you, but I'm not going to look at you.
That's
funniest,
so sweet.
Funniest thing on the planet, man. Singing is a funny thing. You sing in the shower.
In the car.
Sing to remember.
I love some of these guys that have been on the streets for a while. They'll just break out singing and just, they don't care who's there.
Oh, yeah. You have street performers and then you know, people who sing like on the train platform.
Oh, yeah. Just bellering away.
Sometimes with an instrument, which is really fun.
I love the guys who think they're virtuosos and can't carry a tune in a bucket. Those are my favorite guys.
It's the confidence.
They have big confidence.
It's the heart.
And it is the heart, isn't it?
It truly is.
But singing can be such a powerful thing. And we got to thinking about singing. Where are all the places we sing? Super Dad gives a couple.
Oh, well, we've been in the car, at home, in the kitchen. That's a
big one. In the kitchen. I can see you singing Greek songs, throwing food around.
I'm running out of plates. Sorry.
Breaking plates.
Just running out of them.
Smash.
Paper plates now.
James and Pat walk into the kitchen. They have to walk around all the shattered glass. There's an end to Super Dad doing her thing.
Smashing
things.
Oppa! Where do we sing, Young Thunder?
For me, changing diapers.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. You sing to your baby girl?
Uh-huh.
I love my little poopy. Oh, yes, wow. I do. I love my poopy doopy.
That's exactly.
Oh, yes,
how did you know?
When you're all poopy, I'm blue. Oh, that's poopy pants, I love you.
That had truth in it.
No, I mean, I think
to her?
I sing a lot of different things, but the biggest or the most popular things, most popular by demand, is musicals. So I sing
what?
Stuff from musicals.
Hold it, hold it. You sing musicals to your daughter
yeah.
while you're changing her diaper?
What, uh-huh. what
give
kind
us
of musicals
some.
Do you know?
The one that comes to mind the most, it's the most recent I've seen, is the Willy Wonka movie, the newest Willy Wonka
give
movie.
Give us a little bit.
Okay, let me see. Come with me, and you'll see a world of pure imagination.
Oh, yes, that's a good one.
Take a look, and you'll be into your imagination.
Man.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a moment.
I bet so, she just looks up at you with
moment.
Her big blue or brown eyes?
Blue.
Big blue eyes. It's like, man. I got a good dad.
Dad singing to
she
me.
She does, until she sees the ceiling fan, and then she gets really distracted by the ceiling
that's
fan.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that's true.
Got a good dad, and boy, that ceiling fan's awesome.
Allie, where do we sing?
Oh, I made a whole list.
Oh, you do?
Because I when you said this morning, I started thinking, and the list is growing, but we sing at sporting events.
Yes, we
so
do.
Think about the exercise of everybody getting up and singing the national anthem together.
That is okay.
Okay, you want me to stop there?
Yeah, that's one of the best things ever.
I think it's a powerful
that,
moment.
That gives me chills right now.
Some sporting events, you might sing a fight song, or if you go to the Cubs, when do the Cubs fans sing?
Take me out
yep.
to the park. Or when they win.
Or when
go
they,
Cubs
oh,
go. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They sing. You're mm-hmm. adding to my list. We sing it. People sing at concerts. They go to concerts and just wail, sing the songs yeah. that they know. We sing in the shower. We sing at birthday parties. That there's yeah. a moment where everybody joins together. Somebody starts off, happy birth, and everyone joins
jumps
on it.
In.
Everybody jumps in.
We weddings.
Sing, weddings?
Yep.
Sing at weddings?
I've done over 100. I'll bet we've sung at 20 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, we sing.
Funerals.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
yeah. Retirement. For he's a jolly good fellow.
That's right.
Boy, you can really fling that Bierstein arm when you're singing.
You
wow.
Stop.
You look like you that handle fits right in your hand there, Super wow, Die. Boy, she's just she's a pubster. That's what she is.
She's a pubster.
Wow.
She's
okay.
a pubster.
All right.
What else you got, Allie?
We sing in choirs, if you've ever sung in a choir. At any point in time, I remember singing in the Sunshine Choir at Salem Baptist Church.
Mm.
And we would get up there, and there was always like a special Sunday, so you'd always have to wear a certain outfit. If it was Easter Sunday, sometimes there'd be visiting choirs in the afternoon. It was a very Baptist church. But it was so fun, and we took it seriously
oh, yeah.
most of the time.
Most of
the
time.
But if I miss anything, Boom Crew, anything you can think of, places where we sing, 312-274-9624. Give us a text on this one. What did we miss? Where are other places where people are prone to sing? 312-274-9624.
And where are we going with this? Ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
What do prompt to The Voice competition or American Idol?
Yeah. Nah. Chris Tomlin here. Sing, sing, sing.
Oh, good. Good way to start.
It's like coffee, but for your ears. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Got some feedback there, Allie?
Yeah, some more. We asked you, where are some places where people are prone to sing? Someone said, at work, when a song starts in your heart, 4422. The school bus on the way to camp. Yeah, I remember like those
oh,
sing-alongs
wow.
that on the way to field trip.
Yeah.
As a toddler teacher, I sing constantly, says 2305. I sing when I'm cutting the grass, running, walking, working out, 8966. This is a sweet one. 3671 works with patients, I'm assuming in hospice care. They said, I sing praises and then I witness to the patient. So they just start singing and then praying.
How beautiful.
When we went to Solid Rock Bible Camp, there was one song that we sang going to camp that we never sang on the way back.
Oh, what was it?
99 bottles
oh,
of beer
boy.
On the wall, 99 bottles of beer, you take one down, pass it around, 98 bottles of beer, you go all the way down to none.
Wow. I got to teach
No one else did that?
No, no.
You ever sing that song?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah,
on a school bus?
On the way
yeah.
to Bible camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Bible kids, man.
I know, we're weird. I can't help it.
Weird. What'd you sing on the Greek school bus?
We didn't have one.
But come on, give me the Greek. Give me what are some of the Greek songs?
We really didn't.
Oh, yeah, you guys did. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I didn't go to camp.
No,
I mean,
that's true.
You know, so I really, yeah, we didn't have camp or like the vacation Bible schools per se.
Can you sing us like a little Greek note?
No.
Oh.
Little, you got a little Greek song?
A little Greek ditty?
I'm just
Greek
saying
ditty.
No right now.
Come on, give us a little something.
Like, I'm good.
We're done. Move along.
Okay.
We did this song. There's a Swedish tradition. We sing a Swedish song. Somebody help me. If you're a Swede, I'm going to get the words. I'm going to slaughter them if you're a Swede. Ding a ring and etskelvanka for to sing until. I forget the language on this one. It's a Swedish song. You hide a ring in a hand. So you got this string that goes all the way around this circle.
Okay.
And somebody's in the middle, and they got to find where the ring is. And you're going in with your hands, out with your hands, and you're passing a ring that's on just a wedding band or something, a ring that's on the string.
Oh.
And you're passing it around. The person's trying to point at who's got the ring.
Interesting.
And it's really
good.
While
singing this song?
Ding-a-ring. Yeah.
I love traditions that involve singing. Like, I think it's really kind of special.
I love it. Where else do you sing, Boom Crew? Do I risk it?
What do you mean?
What do you risk?
You give me three measures of your favorite song, I might give you a Carlin Crew prize pack, but you got to wail it.
Wait.
And you cannot sing the whole song. We can't stomach that.
Any restrictions on this?
None.
How many people are we taking?
Two.
Any song from any generation?
Any generation.
As long as it's clean?
Clean. If you do guitars and you get a prize pack for you and your spouse. Two of you, first two in, get to sing. 312-274-9624. Three measures max. Maybe you don't know what a measure is. If you have 4/4 time, that's four notes to a measure. So we'll give you a total of 12 notes. There we go.
And we'll stop you when it's been enough.
When it's been enough.
Wow, Allie is raw. Allie's raw.
I like the idea.
Allie is so raw this morning.
Allie's just saying, okay, that's been enough. You're done.
Or when you reach the end of 12 measures.
We got a Carlin Crew prize pack on the line. If you do some REO Speedwagon, you get major points in heaven for that one. 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624. What a fun topic. There's method to this madness. We'll tell you about it coming up. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I couldn't figure out where that was going.
Yeah, singing in the rain. What a glorious feel. And I'm happy again. I'm laughing.
It's Carlin Crew Mornings here, helping you take your next step with Jesus. And what's singing got to do with it? Tons, guys. We're going to break into that in a little bit. But first, we got to break into song. Now, you got to bring it. If you're coming on air, I mean, you got to bring it. You got to dig deep, get a belly full of air, and let it rip, baby. You can't be singing from your chest or your throat. Got to get a diaphragm full of air and put it out there. Mike and Joliet, give us three measures. What do you got?
I got you with Jeremy Camp. It is These Days.
Give it to me, man. Let's go.
It goes, I believe that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name, and he doesn't make mistakes. I know we were born to shine bright in a dark world that needed some light. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe we were made for these days.
Woo! Yeah!
That's awesome, Mike.
That's great.
You got it. Mike, do you consider yourself a singer, or are you just in it for the prize pack this morning?
Honesty.
I am not a singer, that's for sure.
Way to go for it.
Mike,
you got
you
a
nailed
nice
it.
Voice.
Stay on the horn, hot dog. Stay on the horn.
That was really good.
How fun.
I love that.
I feel like we just woke him up.
What a great sport.
I feel like we just woke him up.
There's no better way to wake up than singing on the radio at 6:24 in the morning.
That's a brave thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, Mike gets a prize pack. Well, where are we going with this, guys? This is an important topic today that we're going to be tackling. I think we don't understand the value of singing to each other in the church. I think we miss it. It's so important. I don't know how many people walk into church and just think we do this because we do this, you know, or this is my time. You know, when you walk in and you go into a church and you go, well, this is my time of worship here. You missed it. You know what's going to happen? You're going to be picking songs. It's like, oh, I like that song. Oh, I don't like that song. Oh, I wish they sing some songs that I like. Because when you come in with the right perspective on singing in church or in a small group, really doesn't matter what song that is. Because it's not about you. It is in that we're singing songs of praise to God.
Right.
But it's so much bigger.
So much more than that. So it's incomplete if we go in and just think it's about us. And we've fallen short of what's possible during that little section that we commonly call praise and worship.
So we're going to be talking about that for a few minutes here, guys. And if you got a Bible, you're going to want to mark it up in Ephesians 5. You know, one of the greatest ways we can tell if we've been filled with the Holy Spirit, ready for this? Is whether or not you get to a worship service and you open your voice and sing. You might say, well, Pastor Carl, how will I know if I'm filled with the Holy Ghost? I'll tell you one way. Singing. We'll show it to you coming up. Good morning, Boom Crew. Singing is a beautiful thing and powerful in the local church.
Everything you need to start your day right. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys. Singing is a powerful thing. Give us a little warble in there, big dog. Come on, give us a little something.
A little warble.
Come on, man. Give us something.
Oh boy. His fave.
Road trip.
Come on.
Thunder and his papa.
Hop in.
Windows down, hair blowing.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining. Everybody's in the way. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey. Running down the avenue. See how the sun shines brightly in the city. All the streets where it once was pretty. Mr. Blue Sky is living here today. Hey. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Give me some falsetto.
So long.
Wow. Way to go.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Singing is a powerful thing, and it's totally related to being filled with the Spirit. Check this out, Ephesians 5. This is very important. You know, we were talking about this yesterday, and we knew we were going to be talking about this today. And I was just cogitating on this, driving down the road, thinking, I wonder if in our churches we need to remind people from time to time why in the world we sing. And what's the impetus for singing? Good singing.
Agreed.
Because there's a way to sing in church that's, let's just put it this way. There's a right way to sing in the local church. Look at this text here. I love this. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Very interesting verse comes next. Comma. Addressing one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs. Singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. You know, you submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, and the overflow of you being filled with the Holy Spirit is your singing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. How powerful is that?
It's shocking.
Isn't it great?
I wouldn't think of that as what Paul would say. In terms of coming together in that way.
If you're going, all right, he's writing a letter. You're watching Paul write this letter, and he says, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, comma. You would never imagine, no way, full stop, that it's, oh, we're going to talk about worship singing now.
Nope, not one bit.
But that's what he does. I'm a big believer that worship needs to be one of the most gusto, soulish, every piece of our fiber that we engage body, soul, and spirit, that we live the great commandment, love the heart, Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and sing. Singing praises to God can be one of the most awe-inspiring things. It's got a twofold purpose, by the way. I'm convinced of this because I've seen it. Number one, we build each other up, right?
Yes, no question. I mean, there's three different people mentioned in these couple little verses. We're addressing one another. Obviously, yep. I'm the first person. I'm addressing other people, and I'm making melody to the Lord with my heart.
What a beautiful thing.
So it's not just me. It's not even just me and the Lord.
No.
It's me, the Lord, and the one another.
Yes.
That's you, and that's you.
I had one of the craziest things happen a couple of weeks ago. At 180 Chicago in Elk Grove, where we planted a church about 6 months ago, one of the congregations, we had something happen that was absolutely, I had to stop. I'm standing in the front row. I had to stop, and I just turned around, and I'm looking. I'm going, what is going on here? They do. Yeah. Garland Crew this morning helping you take your next step with Jesus. We're talking about singing today, and this is such an awesome topic, man. I was in this boys choir before my voice started cracking, and then you get booted out of the boys choir.
Oh, man.
Because we all had this. What are you laughing about?
I remember the day I stopped singing at church because I had the really high voice as a kid, and then my voice started cracking, and I was trying a piece that they wanted me to do, and I said, I'm not doing that anymore, and then I didn't sing ever again at the church.
That is sad.
You couldn't have just gone falsetto.
I didn't know how. I didn't know what to do.
And you have such a good voice.
Well.
Yeah, but when it's crackling, man.
Well, yeah.
When it sounds like the July 4th parade, you got
problems. Time to pause.
So we're at 180 Chicago in Elk Grove 2 weeks ago, and I was blown away. I don't know how to describe it. All I'm going to tell you is it felt like this group of people was going to peel the roof off the place. I have never heard pound for pound, person for person, if that would have been multiplied to 1,000, 2,000 people, people out on the streets would have heard it. And it was a worship set that was, I turned and looked around. I'm looking around behind me and I'm going, and there was no one distracted by me looking at them. It was singular focused on the Lord. It was so palpable. You know what I'm talking about? Where
yes.
It's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's almost like you can feel it in the air.
You
with your hands.
Could feel it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my word. And here's the beauty of that kind of singing. I'm a big believer in worship evangelism. I believe that when lost people witness God's people singing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, according to Ephesians 5, to one another and to the Lord. It's one of the most contagious things on the planet. Nothing like it, man. So I got a crazy question for you, Boom Crew. I don't even know how to capture this, but I think you'll get it. How did God use worship to change you? And I don't want to prime the pump here too much, except to say that I've seen it. I've seen people walk in and captured by the love of God through the voices of others, where they maybe they were lifted out of a funk. Maybe they were lifted out of darkness into the light. But how has worship changed you? That's it. How has it changed you?
The worship of others. So the voices of others,
the
right?
Voices of others. How has it changed you? I want you to give us a call if that's true of you. 312-274-9624. Give us a call. 312-274-9624. It's pretty fun, isn't it?
I like this question.
How has the worship of others singing into your heart, soul, and mind changed you? 312-274-9624.
Here to help with your spiritual spring cleaning, we're Carl and Crew Mornings.
It's Carl and Crew. We're talking about the power of singing here today. Singing is one of the most... Too often it's under-leveraged in the church. Worship evangelism is real, guys. When lost people witness God's kids singing, and I mean believably, you know what I'm saying? Believably, yeah. Singing. It can be one of the most contagious things on the planet. Asking a question, how has experiencing the worship of others changed you? Elaine, first-time caller, New Lenox, what do you say, sister?
When I was in college, I worked for people who with intellectual disabilities, and I actually lived part-time with a young lady who was about the same age as I, probably 19 or 20. And part of my job was to take her where she wanted to go, and she loved to go to church. And I was a newer Christian. I was not attending church regularly on my own. But when I took her to church, and I can say her name, Tammy, this was years ago, I'm 50 now, Tammy would sing to the Lord, and she would dance. And I watched her, and I just thought, how sincere. And it was just beautiful to witness. Yeah. And she ministered to me, and she was not even fully verbal, but she sang to the Lord. And just seeing her
That's
do that
so cool.
made me want to sing to the Lord.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Elaine, thank you. How? And that sticks with you to this day, Elaine?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Elaine. Way to go, sister. Thanks for calling in. First-time caller, New Lenox.
Beautiful.
Powerful stuff, guys. We've got a question for you this morning.
How has experiencing the worship, the singing of others, changed you? 312-274-9624.
Your shot of hope to make it through the day. It's Carl and Crew Mornings.
A lot of response to this. This is amazing, huh?
I love this.
Got about six lines available. We'll get you in here. We'll get a bunch of them in here as quick as we can. Philip and Aurora, man, how has the worship of others stirred your soul, changed your life, man?
Oh, my brother and sister, I'll tell you what, man. This Sunday at City Line Bible Church, the Holy Spirit was alive like I've never experienced it. You know, I'm a little bit older. I've never experienced like that before. It was awesome. I wasn't even able to look around. There were too many tears of joy in my eyes, man. But I'm telling you, you know, as you would say, Carl, there was not a twig of wet wood at that service.
Yeah, man.
Not at all. And I told Lisa, it re-energized me. I'm working on a couple of sermons, and the last 48 hours have been awesome.
It's the overflow of that, big dog.
Yes. Yes, man. It was outstanding, man. I love, and I'm still jacked up about it.
Yeah.
It was so cool. Like you said, the company of saints, to hear people unified, one cause, to glorify God together like that, man, come on.
Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Freddie, first time caller in Chicago. Tell us, Freddie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm very happy to be with you guys today. Well, I grew up in the Chicago area, and growing up in Chicago area, you get sucked into being a gang banger and drugs and stuff, and I was one of those. And growing up with the 85 Chicago Bears, Michael Jordan, I would cheer. I mean, they were the best, right?
Right.
So I would cheer the loudest, and I gave it all my energy. But when I was transformed from the power of grace, from the power of grace of God, my worship is louder now than when I just cheer for those teams, because
yeah, man.
If it, the people that knew me, good to see why I worship the way I worship.
Yeah, man.
You know.
Yeah.
And my hands are high up. I have a beautiful bride, my wife Michelle, and when we worship because she knows my story.
Yeah,
I told her every detail of my story, and yeah.
Freddie.
It is so powerful. It just relieves, you know, it just takes so much energy from me.
Yeah. Freddie, first-time caller, man. I love you, hot dog. Way to go, my man. It's hard to put words to sometimes. But when the Lord genuinely transforms you, there ain't no wet wood. You're like a tinderbox of dry wood, and the Holy Spirit touches you, and it's like spontaneous combustion.
Amen.
And you sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs to one another.
You can just hear his heart. Man.
See, I'm convinced of this, guys. You take a Freddie. You take a Lane. You take Philip. Put them in a room, multiply by 10. You got an evangelistic force for the kingdom of God like nobody's picking business.
Yeah, this is a great question. Think about it. How has experiencing the worship of others changed you? Let's go to Jennifer, first-time caller from Montgomery. Tell us, how has it changed you?
Hi. So one time, I met my husband, and he invited me to church. And it was one of my first times going to a Christian church. And I remember they had worship. And I remember just standing there for a long time and thinking, do they sing the whole time?
The whole time, right?
And do they sing? Yes. But one of the first times that I attended this church, I remember that the pastor could not stop the worship because it was so powerful. And the whole service was just pure worship. And I remember that impacting me so much that I just wanted more. Whatever, I had not experienced that before. I didn't know what the Holy Spirit was. I didn't know who Jesus was. But I do remember that his presence was so undeniable in those moments that it just transformed me. The worship of others and their praying and what they were doing, the way they were seeking God, it was so powerful that it was falling on me, who had not experienced any of that, who was not even asking for the presence of God because I didn't know what it was. But it was just so powerful that it fell on me, and it just transformed my life. And now me and my whole family, my parents, my siblings, we all serve the Lord. And I married my wonderful husband, and now I've been a youth leader at that church for over 6 years.
Jennifer.
Wow.
Jennifer, you are Exhibit A. You are the poster girl for, right?
Yes.
Worship evangelism. God used the worship of others to call you out of darkness and into the light. How awesome is that, Jen? Huh?
Yes. It absolutely can impact somebody's life the way you worship.
Boom, oh, sister. Man. Boom. This is why we call you the Boom Crew.
Wow.
Thank you, Jennifer.
That verse, Ephesians 5, I'll read 18 and 19. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. I hope she has that one up on her wall.
Come on, man. Amazing stories of how God uses worship to touch our heart and at times transform it. Don't sell short what God wants to do through worship. You're not just going for yourself. Yeah, you benefit. You're going for the sake of others. Get to church this weekend. Be the church this weekend. Oftentimes we think, I'll stay at home. Okay, there might be times when you're sick and you got to watch it from home. But could I just challenge you? Get some britches on. Comb your hair. Get a cup of coffee. Head out the door because you're on a mission this weekend. When you walk into a service, you're on a mission. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to lift your voice to God in such a way that others are built up in Jesus Christ, and some might even be saved. Wow!
It's a good reason to go to church.
Whew. Learning to follow Jesus each and every day. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
What's real religion look like?
Well, care for widows and orphans.
Exactly what James, that brother of Jesus, said. The question is, how do we do it? You know, we've been tackling this week, amongst other things. It's been a fun time already. We're just Tuesday here, guys. We're tackling folks that are on the margins. We've had a couple of metaphors. You can get overwhelmed looking at all the needs in our city. And wherever you're listening, you can get overwhelmed. Had a metaphor early this morning. It's like someone telling you, take this straw down to Lake Michigan, and for Allie's sake, it's got a filtration system in the straw, so by the time it hits your lips, it's clean. Good grief. I dared to mention sucking up Lake Michigan water without a filtration system.
And crazy me thought maybe that wasn't sanitary.
Yeah, so Allie's like, oh, we can't do that. I'm in the middle of giving this great analogy, right? And Allie's like, right. Ooh. So now we got a filtration system in the straw.
Thank you.
So you suck up this water. You get a big old mouthful, you know, and then you walk with that big old mouthful of water, and you got to go past the breakwater without letting it seep out of your lips, and then spit it out past the breakwater, and your job is to empty Lake Michigan. You take a while.
Just a little
bit. Yes.
But that's really how it is in this world, isn't it, when we look at the needs around us, Allie? It's like, shoot, man. Look at how vast the number of folks are that are out there that are hurting. Where in the world do we begin?
And you feel that. Maybe you feel it with the needs you see when you drive by. We talked yesterday about homelessness, about addiction in the city. There's a call on the church to care for widows. And, you know, when we went to this boot camp last week,
yeah.
We went to Orlando and spent some time with other hosts across the country. And I was roommates with a woman named Deb, who hosts the Moody owned and operated station in the Quad Cities. And she became a widow in October of this last year. And she shared a story that was one of the most, I think the whole room was silent for a minute. She said, you know, she was pretty anxious about the flight, because she had a bad experience recently on a plane. And so she had just told people to ask people to pray for people in our church. And she goes, you know, this is the first time I've traveled. And because Charlie's gone, there was nobody to text to let him know that I made it okay.
That was.
She goes, but then I landed, and within a short amount of time, I started getting text messages, like 10 text messages from people at my church saying, I was praying for you. Did you make it okay? Are you there? And it was, I thought, what a beautiful picture of practical care for a widow.
Wow.
It stopped the whole room.
The whole room.
Dead in its tracks.
Yep. Can we do that for widows?
And how?
How?
Miriam Neff, rock star par excellence, coming up.
Start your day moving closer to Jesus. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
The marginalized are everywhere. You know what's interesting about the marginalized? I think there's a growing number of marginalized groups of people.
People that are often overlooked in their struggle, in their pain. People are often unseen.
And yet there's one group that James highlights as a group of people that we should be most focused on. And I love this.
James 1:27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world.
You agree with that, Miriam Neff?
Oh, I do. And never in my 41 years of marriage would I have imagined I would be one of those people. We had a different plan for our life. But again, 18 years ago, Bob went to heaven, and God has given me this incredible, blessed life. But that's not true for all widows or orphans or people who are poor and not cared for.
Miriam Neff, our guest right now, founder and president of Widow Connection, which is a nonprofit that helps care for widows.
Yes.
So drawing from this passage of scripture, why is it so necessary to remind people to visit widows in their affliction?
Well, first of all, not only does James 1:27 say so, but there are 103 verses in scripture that talk about caring for the widow. And some people will say, why not widowers? Because their status is different. They're not as likely to be poor. They're included in church activities and all that kind of thing. It's not my opinion. It's God's opinion that matters. And he gives us a lot of examples in scripture of how to do it.
That is so good. Miriam, give us some stories. You're on the front lines. You're living the dream. Kids talk about it. You're actually living it.
Well, the fact of the matter is, and I'm ashamed to say this, but when God took Bob to heaven, I said to God he took the wrong person because Bob was important and had a big ministry. You don't tell God he made a mistake. And God took my life as a retired educator and gave me a heart for women who people were abandoning them. Our friendship network disappears by 75%. Our finances are worse. And I was living it. And I went to Africa to follow in Bob's footsteps. And the widows there had it even harder. And there their children are taken away. And orphans, often these widows are taking care of children with no dad who are being marginalized also. So I was living it, and I saw many widows leaving the church they were in with their husband because they had become invisible in the church. And some pastor said they go from where they usually sit to the back row where they're crying and then out the door. And that's true. 50% are not in the church they were in with their husband. The church should be loving us, and I think many do. They just don't know how to show it.
Yeah, what's the biggest thing that churches missed? Because clearly no church, no pastor would say we don't want to care for widows. But clearly, based on the experiences you're describing, there's a disconnect. What's missing?
The churches aren't connecting again. Many of the widows, we did a project to give some gifts to widows. And of places we visited and the persons we visited, none of them had heard from anyone in the church since the funeral. So someone, wow. I don't care if it's a volunteer, someone needs to reach out to them and say, we care about you. What can we do for you? That's all. Just start with that. And they want to stay connected. They don't want to stay in the couples group they were in or the life group because they feel like a fifth or seventh wheel. But they need to be connected with people in the church to care for them and help them in that void so they don't connect to the wrong person or start hurting, hoarding, or some of the other things that, frankly, are, how should I call it? We're tempted to do some things or remarrying to the wrong person. We don't need to do that because the church should be coming around us and being the church. I think they want to. They don't know how.
Yeah. And that's so practical, Miriam. I mean, the reality is widows are some of the most exploited people on the planet. Isn't that true?
Oh, it is. And we have graduates in Brazil, these 24 last week. They are no longer in poverty. They have a skill. But the other thing, the exploitation takes a lot of ugly faces. It's people trying to take your life insurance money and put it in a bad, risky place. The people who notice us are the people that are selling high-end homes to a person that's alone. I mean, there are people that notice us, and that's not the kind of noteworthiness that we want. Mm.
It's heartbreaking. Okay, let's get real practical. Churches are listening right now. You've piqued my understanding on this, because when I was in Alaska, we had a ministry called Winsome Widows, and it was started by a widow, and she was a magnet. And you know what this group grew to be? About 60 to 70 women, Allie.
Wow.
And you know what they did? They partnered together, and then we rallied around them. I think their ministry's right under our nose, so to speak, here. Right, Miriam?
Oh, there are. And on our website, we have resources. We have classes. Let's say you have, and one church had 110 widows in it, but you don't have anyone to teach it. We have a video. It's free on our website. It's 6 classes. You can do it in a home, a library, a church, whatever. We have a truckload of resources. So if you say, we don't know how, click on our website. We will help you. We've got a truckload of stuff there.
Oh, that's so good. Boom Crew, here's what I want you to do. Miriam Neff is one of the most radiant, worthy saints of God, imperfect but dynamic, just like every one of us. And she is being used mightily. And I'm asking you for a favor, Boom Crew. I'm asking you if you have a few extra shekels. I don't know what the needs are of this ministry. I know that the opportunities are many. She didn't ask for this, but Allie and I, we're asking you to jump in and get behind it. Grab the resources and leave some shekels behind.
Just text the word CONNECT to 312-274-9624 to check out Widow Connection, their website. There's lots of resources. There's articles. There's stories. A global skills training. Text CONNECT to 312-274-9624. And then that donate button. If you feel led to be a blessing to this ministry, just text CONNECT to 312-274-9624.
Start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Somebody sings at the dentist.
I saw that.
And somebody else sings in the grocery store.
Oh, that is common.
I've heard that.
What?
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've never heard a singer in a grocery store.
What was playing on?
Oh, well, I guess, kind of like to myself, but not like bellowing.
In my grocery stores, it just got elevator music going.
Really?
If there's a song that I know.
Wait, if I owned a grocery store, we'd be playing Boston REO Speedwagon and Chris Tomlin.
what a conglomeration of music.
Yeah, there's a group.
38 Special.
Oh, no.
And Amy Grant.
Wow. Okay, there's a grouping.
38 Special, followed by the Gaither Vocal Team.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, 38 Special. Do you like any 38 Special?
No.
38 Special.
I have no idea what
does
that
mean?
Is.
It's a group.
It's a name of a group.
Oh.
Pull up one. I will give them a little smack.
Is there any songs I shouldn't choose?
Oh, come on. They're all G-rated. All right, Super Dye, what do you got in sports?
Wait a minute. I was looking for something to help Jonathan. Okay, sports. Baseball teams, not a good night. Not a good night yesterday. Not a good day, I should say. Cubbies with a loss to the Padres, 6-3. They'll match up again tonight. For the Sox, it was a loss in Tampa Bay, 8-2. They as well will play one more time. And quick sports for Chicago, because we're not in any playoffs. There you go.
Yeah. We're all at home on the couch.
Hello.
Spectators and players all at home on the couch watching playoffs together.
Go other Timberwolves and Pacers, I guess.
I guess the only thing good about this is that it does shorten an already too long season.
I guess so. That's one way of looking at it.
That is one way. Oh, yeah. Trish just texted in. 38 Special is wholesome. 3 exclamation points. You got a 38 Trish. Special for me?
The first one I looked at, I couldn't play.
Oh, yeah, you can.
No, I couldn't. Hold on loosely.
Hold on loosely, but don't let go. There's nothing wrong with that.
Give me a little bit. I can't play it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, I guess I never knew what the word said. Give me one you can play. Give me a little REO Speedwagon then. What? We got to have something.
Wait, is 38 Special similar to REO Speedwagon?
That's the same genre.
Okay. Kind of. REO's a little more.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't just have like a secret book back here.
These guys are in here World censoring my music selections.
Censoring.
Thought we had free speech in this country.
What started out as friendship has grown strong.
It's
great.
I say there is no reason for my fear. Cause I feel so secure when we're together.
Yeah, needs to go to Jesus a little more.
They're from Champagne, you know.
They are?
Hometown.
Oh, turn them up. From Champagne.
So I definitely know who they are.
Pop a cork, Champagne. Here we go.
I'm keeping you in sight.
This music video is crazy.
They got big hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Come on, man. It's building, baby. Yeah, get the cell phones out, baby. Here we go.
Lighters.
Can't fight this feeling anymore.
Come on.
I've forgotten what I started fighting for. It's time to bring this ship.
Listen, that's back when music was good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know I sound like an old fart.
You do.
Oh, she didn't even hesitate. Yes.
I do. I like REO Speedwagon.
You do, Allie.
Did you know they were formed in my hometown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to sing along.
And that music feels very nostalgic. I mean, obviously, they were before my time, but I still like them.
Glad you didn't add the word long.
What?
Long before my time. I'm glad you didn't say that.
They were before my time, Carl.
No, but you know, you can still enjoy. I like different generations.
I'll bet that video was epic.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen
very
in my entire
dated,
life.
I'm
that
sure.
was insane.
So here's the point. We're on the edge right now because somebody just said amen, Carl. So we're right on the edge right now.
Oh, no.
We're right on the edge.
Don't encourage
But here's what I'm going to say. People were singing along.
Absolutely. Yeah. And lots of feedback from you on the different places, settings where people are prone to break into song. At the dentist, clarification, it's my dentist who does the singing.
Oh.
Ravinia, okay. On the boat, classroom, says 2634, 9258, work. Coworkers and I sing every day. 5641, go Cubbies, Wrigley Field, seventh inning stretch.
Gotta do it.
Yes.
Yep. The mall. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Yes. You ever sing in the mall?
I'm trying to think if I've ever sung.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm prone to break out into song.
I know. Allie
anywhere.
Will just break it down. And you do it to get your kids sometimes.
I do. Like, if I know a song, I'm going to belt it out and they're going to cringe and say, Mom, can you please stop? It's embarrassing and it's going to only encourage me to keep going.
Right? It does, right? That's exactly it.
Why frustrate your kids a little when you can frustrate them a lot?
Come on. I like to play theme music when we're going to go do things that are new. I come up with like, okay, what are the songs? So I took them horseback riding. I was like, let's get a custom playlist for this, guys. A little country
rain.
Road, take me home as we head to the...
Too fun.
Stop! This is awful!
So listen, there's rhyme here to this. There's reason for it. And it's powerful. So we're going to shift gears here and we're going to whoop! You're about to get whiplash. So... We undervalue, I do not know, not all of you, but many of us, and I think all of us can get lulled to sleep about the power of music in the local church and singing. You want to know how you're filled with the Holy Spirit? Check this out. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, comma. You would never guess he's about to write this. Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord in your heart. You hit it earlier. You come in, heart, soul, mind, spirit, boy, you're singing, you're just, and it's like, yeah, I'm having this great experience with God and with others.
That you're singing, you're addressing one another. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs is part of the way that we encourage one another.
It's huge. We've had testimonies already come in this morning. Most beautiful things going, right? Just beautiful stories of how worship changed you. The worship of others changed you. We want to know your answer to that. How did that happen? How did the worship of others, you walk into a room and you're going, oh my goodness, soul was lifted, heart was transformed. We already had a story like that.
Yeah, we'll let you hear it coming up, but we want to hear your answer. How has experiencing the worship of others changed you? Could have been a group setting. Could have been you were standing next to somebody and their worship was particularly encouraging to you. Maybe they didn't even realize it. How has experiencing the worship of others changed you? 312-274-9624.
Sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong, sing of good things, not bad.
My big sis was such a fan.
Sing of happy, not sad.
What's this from? It's the Carpenters.
Carpenters.
Oh, sing. Love this song.
This young lady had some pipes, man.
She did. And a musician.
She's a drummer.
Right.
On their first album, she was just drumming away.
Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing a song.
It's Carlin Crew Mornings, helping you take your next step with Jesus. Want to hear from you this morning. We got a really important question, because being filled with the Holy Spirit, expressed according to Paul, is to sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs to one another and to the Lord. What an opportunity, man.
So we want to hear your experience. How has the worship of others changed you? 312-274-9624. Ellie from Bundeline, tell us your story. How has the worship of others impacted you?
Oh, I had to call you. I'm a grateful member of the Hope Collective, Dave Mudd, and I'm telling you, the way that we worship in our church, it just ignites through
so
the church.
Great.
And I have gone from my hands down to my knees, bringing them up slowly, concerned about what others might think, to having the power of God in and through me. And I have gone from, you know, holding my hands out in mid under chest to a little higher to, I am like, I'm taller in church. You know, if I could touch my tips, could touch that ceiling, I would be touching that ceiling. I got the gift of tongues in church. I love the way that God moves me to see a hurting person, to crying on their knees, and just being led to, Ellie, go and pray for them. Just go there, put my arms around them. Just did it on Sunday, and an elderly man, a younger woman, both next to each other, both in sorrow. I know them both, and just to go up and put my arms around them, and we just sang together. I didn't pray for them in that moment, just sang, but the words that were on the screen that we were singing, I couldn't have said better to them.
Yeah. That's powerful, Ellie, from Mundelein. There's something about coming in to worship together. And when we sing in a way that is filled with the Holy Spirit. And by the way, very important to note here, because I've been drilling down on the power of the Holy Spirit for the last few years in study. The greatest expression of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit primary function is to carry us along by his power to live out the very words that Jesus said. He's the comforter. He is the encourager. And Jesus said he will guide you into all truth. John 16, it is to your advantage that I go. He will come and he will guide you into all truth. The power of the Spirit to guide us into truth. And as John Piper is wont to say, give us power to be witnesses to a lost world. Primary function of the Holy Spirit. Primary function of the Holy Spirit. At the end of the day, the Holy Spirit is not for us. That's what Paul stresses over and over again. It's for others. But you gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music. Even if nobody else sings along. So classic.
It's really funny because if someone came up to you and said, make your own kind of music, you sing your own special song, even if no one else sings along.
I go,
We're all looking at Carl like,
you know, I think I might feel like that was a little shade.
I'd like to not participate in that. Thank you.
You go ahead and sing your own special song.
Even
there,
if no one else sings
way
with you.
Over there. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good song.
I will.
There we go.
I was in South Africa. At a European church that had every nation, tribe, and tongue. And I was shocked. Talk about everybody doing their thing. I mean, it just starts out pretty normal. There's big old pews, place is loaded. Mm-hmm. Guy gets up, starts leading worship. Guy on the drum starts getting with the program. Other people start joining in. Woman sitting next to me starts getting in the flow, reaches under the pew, whips out a flute, screws that thing together.
Secret flute!
Whips that flute together. She's standing right next to me going, and I look over at her and she nods at me while she's playing.
She said, That's awesome. It's exactly what you think it is.
Then it looks like we got an Olympian athlete. Somebody breaks out with a Lycra unisuit, praise and worship, banners in hand, sprints to the stage.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
Look like a swimmer in a Lycra suit.
That's
different.
Is fantastic.
It was unbelievable. Different.
I wish I was there.
Oh, you and I would have had a ball.
I had a blast.
I mean, we were with another couple, and it's my buddy Jim who passed away down in Indianapolis. Oh. We were there with Jim and he was raised so conservative, but he's such a freedom fighter. And he looks at me and he goes, isn't this wonderful?
That's so great.
Oh, man.
And I said, yes, it is, man. Oh. And I got the flutist sitting next to me going, yeah, it is.
That's so cool.
But there's something about singing songs, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to the Lord and addressing one another. That is so powerful, guys. And can I just jump on the coattails of David Jeremiah here? And he's been really hammering this ever since COVID. Don't get isolated. Don't play into the hand that Satan's dealing you. I know how it goes. We had someone text in this morning a few hours ago. Just dawned on me. It's got to be a spirit prompting. And she said, I look forward all week with anticipation to get to church on Sunday. I wake up Sunday morning. I'm so exhausted, I rarely go. Can you tell me what to do? I'm going to tell you what to do right now. That is a spiritual war on steroids right there. I'm asking you to get up and speak out the Rhema word of God, the spoken word of God. And you let him know, put him on notice and all of his minions and demons, and let him know that you are God's kid and you are going to be found among God's kids this morning and nothing's holding me back. You put on your britches, you put a comb through your hair, you get in that car and get there. It's a war.
It is. And one of the cool things is, you know, there may be Sundays where you go and you stand and maybe you allow the singing of others to minister to you.
And you don't lift your voice.
I can think of moments where I've just stopped singing during a worship service and I've just listened to the chorus of people singing around me. And it's incredible.
Oh, when you take it in?
You just take it in. And so maybe you, on a Sunday, you go and you sit and you take it in and you pray that God gives you the strength so that next week your singing can bless someone else. But maybe that first Sunday for you is to just receive.
Maybe that's God's will for you. Get there and be encouraged. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.